Good morning. Can you hear me? Okay. What I'm going to talk today is a gene which is susceptible or resistant to the Invoco herbicide. Invoco herbicide is not, this herbicide is mainly, well, let me first go back a little bit. So this gene was previously found by Dr. McCarty and Dr. Jenkins' group, and this susceptibility is existed in the paymaster variety, HS26. So our objective is to identify what is the gene and where the gene location. So this is for the Invoco herbicide. This is not the, I mean, this Invoco herbicide is mainly control the broadleaf weeds such as morning glory, and most cotton varieties are resistant to this herbicide. However, as I mentioned earlier, HS26 is susceptible. So this is how this herbicide will cause damage to the susceptible varieties. And besides HS26, there are several other varieties which are also susceptible to this herbicide. So from left side is HS26, and this is Stoneville 474 is resistant. You can see after spraying, you can see the damage. And at the harvest stage, it's even more pronounced. And HS26 almost, there is not much cotton you can harvest. So we did an experiment to identify what's the inheritance, the genetic control of this, and we found out it is a single gene controlled, and the susceptibility is controlled by recessive. And also we used the magic population. This magic population was developed by Dr. Jenkins' group back to 2003, and it is 11 parents, random-mated population. So the population we use is C5, S6 stage. Total, we have 550 recombinant inbred lines. For the Invoco treatment, we did two experiments. One was done in a field by Dr. McCarty in Starkville, and used large progeny load. Another one we did in greenhouse in New Orleans, used exactly the same method, but it's in small scale. So basically, we spray the plants, and then one week or 2 weeks later, we evaluated the phenotype. And the phenotype is very clear to see. It's black and white. So that's what you see here. And the susceptible plants is not going to die, but the leaf got damaged, and you can see it here. So based on our research, so it is a single gene controlled, and it's a 3-to-1 ratio, and any recessive homozygous recessive plant will be susceptible. Previously, we mapped this gene on chromosome 20, and so we got a. Cannot see it, but anyway, okay. It's on that. So we previously mapped here, but you see here there is a big gap, and we tried hard and hard trying to close the gap, use the SSR markers and also any markers which we can find, and unsuccessfully. So later on we sequenced the 550 magic lines, and as I mentioned earlier, 20 magic lines, they are susceptible, and 530 were resistant. So we bulked these 20 lines, and to see whether we can identify any SNP markers. And we did. So we identified one single location which got the one adenine insertion, and this insertion, we tested this marker. This insertion is the cause for this. It's at the P450 gene. It caused the susceptibility. And after this insertion, the plants cannot break down the herbicide. So this is the map. And we designed the SNP markers to detect this gene, and we tested these markers in 384 NCVT varieties, and also we tested many germplasms. Out of these germplasms, we also identified 13 varieties, obsolete varieties, which also has this mutation. And then we tested these individual plants of these 13 varieties, the old varieties, and to see whether there is any correlation between the gene and the phenotype in the greenhouse, and it perfectly match. And we traced out the original mutation was found in the kekchi. And anyone use the kekchi as the parent to breeding, more than 100 years ago. So it carries the gene step by step. So most of the susceptible varieties were found in the paymaster breeding lines. And the next step, which we use the vigors to see whether we can, if we silence this gene, whether we can get the phenotype in the greenhouse. So that's what you can see here. So if we spray, this side is not vigorous treated. So the Stoneleaf 474 is okay, and HS26 it got damaged, and this is the show a little bit larger scale. And on this side, and if we silence this gene in Stoneleaf 474, and you can see it got damaged. So the conclusion is, from this experiment, so we identified the cause of this susceptibility in cotton. So it's an adenine insertion in a P450 gene, and once the insertion is there, the cotton plant cannot break down or slow down the process to break this herbicide, and which causes the plants to be susceptible. And how can we use this gene? That's meant to be a question. So I still cannot figure out how can we use it in cotton of this gene. And I thank you very much, especially for Cotton Incorporated, for providing the support for this research. And my technician, Pin Lee and Chris, and they did a lot of work to identify this gene. And this is a collaboration work between my unit and Dr. Jenkins' group in Starkville. Any questions?